This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. As believers, we all know that our faith revolves between hope and fear. The Quran is replete with this. There are many verses in this regard. In the 15th juz in Surah Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَتَهُ وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابًا, that they are optimistic of the pardon and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابًا, and they fear His punishment, His chastisement, His torment. Likewise, in the 17th juz in Surah Anbiya, the chapter on prophets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, regarding the galaxy of the prophets, يَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا, they supplicate us with passion and with fear. So the life of a believer revolves between hope and fear. However, as a believer, we need to also know that at no time should we allow complacency to set in, that what I have done is adequate, and the position in which I find myself, I'm safe and I'm secured, I'm anchored and I'm insulated. No, not at all. That's the trait of a munafiq, that he feels that what he has will remain with him forever. A believer is one who constantly fears that at any time Allah can seize, Allah can snatch, Allah can withhold, and Allah can pull the plug on me. Hence you will find the supplications of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma la tanzi' minni saliha ma a'taytani, oh Allah, I beseech you and I implore you, do not seize what you had given me. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik, wa tahawuli afiyatik, wa fuja'ati niqmatik, wa jami'i sakhatik. Allah, don't divert your favors and your bounties away from me. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from your sudden punishment and torment. Hasan al-Basri, who was known as the great tabi'i, he used to say, al-mu'minu jama'a ihsanan wa shafqatan, وَالْمُنَافِقُ جَمَعَ إِسَاءَةً وَأَمْنًا. There are two distinguishing factors of a believer, and there are two traits of a munafiq. A believer is one, جَمَعَ إِحْسَانًا. He's one who lives a life of nobility and virtue, شَفَقًا, but he constantly fears. I don't deserve, I'm not entitled. Allah can withhold, Allah can seize, Allah can strike at any time. While a munafiq is one, جَمَعَ إِسَاءَةً وَأَمْنًا. He lives a fearless life. He lives a life of sin, indulgence, vice, transgression. And his body language, his attitude, his demeanor, his disposition is, no, nobody's going to do me anything. Whatever I have will remain with me. So here Allah sounds a strong warning. And this is in the 8th chapter in the 9th juz in verse 97, 98 and 99. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks a question. أَفَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ. Do the inhabitants of the towns and the villages, referring to the disbelievers and the infidels, do they feel safe and secure? أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا, that our punishment and our torment cannot afflict them, وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ, while they are sleeping. How often don't we hear an earthquake happens by night, or there's a lightning that strikes by night, or there's some wind that blows, or there's some tornado that comes. So, أَفَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا ضُحًا, do they feel safe and secure that while they're sleeping, nothing can happen to them? Or then the second question Allah asks, أَوَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا ضُحًا وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ, do they feel safe and secure that at mid-morning, as the day progresses, while they engage in their activities, we cannot strike, we cannot seize, we cannot grip, we cannot destroy them? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the final warning. And this is really what I wanted to communicate in this brief message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَأَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ فَلَا يَأْمَنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Do they feel that they have been protected, insulated from the plot and the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah cannot strike at any time? And amongst this, and this is what I read in Bayanul Quran, وَيَدْخُلُ فِيهِمْ مَنِ اغْتَرَّ بِكَوْنِهِ صَاحِبُ النِّسْبَةِ وَلَمْ يَخَفْ إِسْتِلَابَهَا فَإِيَّاكَ إِيَّاكَ أَن تَأْمَنَهُ فَفِي الْأَمْنِ الْخَوْفُ وَفِي الْخَوْفِ الْأَمْنُ. My word. Wow, this is just beyond me. So the Quran and this verse sounds a strong warning that anyone who feels, I am safe, I'm secured, I'm insulated, I am pampered, I am protected, Allah says, do they feel that they're safe? فَلَا يَأْمَنُ مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ It's only the losers that feel safe. Now, in Bayanul Quran, under this ayah, it's written, it doesn't only refer to safety and security for physical, tangible, apparent bounties. It also refers to, and it also sounds a strong warning for any person whom Allah has endowed with a lofty station of piety, of spirituality. You are a teacher of thousands of students. You are a mentor of thousands of disciples. You are a sheikh in your own capacity. Many people's lives have been reformed. وَيَدْخُلُ فِيهِمْ مَنِ اغْتَرَّ بِكَوْنِهِ صَاحِبُ النِّسْبَةِ He says, I'm a man who has spirituality. وَلَمْ يَخَفْ إِسْتِلَابَهَا And he doesn't fear that Allah can strike and seize and Allah can snatch and Allah can humiliate. فَإِيَّاكَ إِيَّاكَ The author writes, beware, be vigilant. Don't ever feel that you are safe and protected. And these are the highlight of the entire discussion. فَفِلْ أَمْنِ الْخَوْفُ In claiming or assuming that you are safe, there is great danger. وَفِي الْخَوْفِ And in fearing that you are vulnerable, there's great safety. فَفِي الْأَمْنِ Let me repeat that. In assuming or claiming that you are safe, الْخَوْف There's great fear. Because Allah says, if you think you're safe, I will strike. And if you fear that you are vulnerable and susceptible and Allah can strike, then there's great safety. فَفِي الْأَمْنِ الْخَوْفُ وَفِي الْخَوْفِ الْأَمْنُ And yes, there's another verse of the Quran in the 15 Juz. Allah says, وَلَئِن شِئْنَا لَنَذْهَبَنَّ بِالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ Allah says, and if we want, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can seize revelation from you. And then there will be no recourse for you to retrieve it. And again in Bayanul Quran, under this ayah, the Mufassir writes, فِيهِ أَشَدُّ الْخَوْفِ عَلَىٰ سَلْبِ مَا رُزِقَ أَحَدْ مِنَ النِّسْبَةِ وَالْكَمَالِ The ayah sounds a strong warning for any person who is rendering any service of deen, that he must not consider himself anchored, he must not consider himself insulated, and he mustn't think that he has a monopoly over this institution or over the services that he is rendering, because Allah addresses the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَلَمَّا خُوْتِبَ نَبِيُّهُ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فَأَيْنَ غَيْرُهُ مِنْهُ When Allah addresses the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, I can seize what I had given you, then where can anyone else feature in this regard? We ask Allah to give us the correct balance, that we have hope and fear, and we ask Allah never to seize or snatch the privileges, both material and spiritual, that he has conferred upon us. But the key word is, فَفِي الْأَمْنِ الْخَوْفُ وَفِي الْخَوْفِ الْأَمْنُ In fearing that you are vulnerable lies great safety. And in assuming that you are safe lies great danger.